seems the Obama administration is trying to control every aspect of our lives, from what news we hear to our own health care. We've already talked about the so-called global warming scam and the problems some people have had with the swine flu vaccine. And you think the government should be running our lives? Joining us now with an exclusive for the Savage Nation is Robert Scott Bell.
Thanks, Michael. This week, the good news is that cap and trade may be dead after some hackers broke in and saw all the scams, the emails going back and forth on the global warming cult. They finally have been revealed for the liars and cheaters and scam artists that they've always been. And just like the scam of global warming, dissident scientists have been fringed and marginalized and denied funding if they did not parrot this cult-like dogma of the global warming religion. Well, believe it or not, Michael, of course, this happens in many fields of scientific endeavor. There are institutions, there are companies, there are activist groups that make a living off of these scams. And right now, we're about to reveal something worldwide here on the Savage Nation here. What we have here is a research slush fund. You've got the AIDS community. You've got activist groups funded by Big Pharma. People making huge sums of money off of this so-called AIDS disease, or syndrome, like it should properly be called. And in fact, the funding far outweighs its relevance to human health and the threat it is to human health.
Why do you say that?
We talk about different diseases out there as far as dangers or killers. Breast cancer is number 8. AIDS is way down the list at number 17, yet AIDS, with a $1.8 billion with a B NIH budget, gets more money than anything else. The number one killer, of course, being heart disease, got less than $500 million less than the AIDS funding. And on a per-patient basis, the disparities are even greater. Last year, AIDS got about $2,400 per patient from the NIH. Breast cancer, $230. Heart disease, just $108, the number one killer. Parkinson's down at $78. This was according to John Stossel in his report. And in diabetes, which last year killed more people than AIDS and breast cancer combined, just $28 per patient. Now, where is the funding legitimacy, honesty, and integrity here? Is the AIDS industry honest? We've got something that's breaking huge here. There's a new film, a documentary film that was put out by a filmmaker, Brent Leung. It's been winning awards around the country, around the world, in fact, at these film festivals. And the AIDS activists, the pharmaceutical industry, they're up in arms. They're trying to ban this film.
What? Why?
Well, the fact is, Brent was able to interview some of the top scientists in the field of AIDS and HIV research, including, get this, including Luc Montagnier. Montagnier was a scientist credited with finding HIV. There was a lot of controversy because Bob Gallo supposedly stole it here in America. But anyway, Montagnier last year got the Nobel Prize for his discovery. And he is featured in this film at one point acknowledging something so stunning, something that I do not think the AIDS establishment wanted him ever to utter. And for the first time, you're going to hear it here on the Savage Nation.
Play the clip.
I believe HIV, we can be exposed to HIV many times without being chronically infected. Our immune system could get rid of virus within a few weeks if you have a good immune system. And this is a problem also of African people. Their nutrition is not very equilibrated. They are in oxidative stress, even they are not infected with HIV.
Montagnier acknowledges that anybody with a decent immune system can clear HIV, no problem. He also acknowledges the role of oxidative stress. That antioxidant therapy, the things we've been talking about here on the Savage Nation for quite some time now, has much more relevance to not only prevention of disease, but for recovery from those suffering.
Many ways to decrease the transmission just by simple measures of nutrition, giving antioxidants, proper antioxidants, hygiene measures, fighting the other infections. So they are not spectacular, but they could, decrease very well the epidemic to the level they are in Occidental countries.
Even when asked by the filmmaker, Luc Montagnier admitted that even those in Africa were actually suffering from oxidative stress due to poor nutrition, lack of adequate sanitation and hygiene. And these things have been couched in terms as if they were all pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease, whether it was AZT or whether it was these cocktail drugs, chemotherapeutic agents that in some cases have been proven to be so toxic that people now dying of AIDS are not dying of the etiology of AIDS. In other words, the disease that they consider or the symptoms they consider part of AIDS. In fact, many are dying of liver failure, which is not part of the etiology of AIDS. So this is stunning, stunning new information here, breaking. In fact, we're going to have the YouTube up for the Savage Nation listeners up at the blog. We'll get that information to you shortly. But think about this. Is the AIDS industry honest? We're seeing a lot of parallels here between what we've just found out about the global warming industry and the fact that any scientist who ever questioned the global warming paradigm was fringed, marginalized, their funding was cut.
Mm-hmm.
They were absolutely refused from any participation in the funding for global warming investigation because they simply questioned the paradigm. And outside of the San Francisco Bay Area, UC Berkeley professor Peter Duesberg, one of the first scientists, youngest scientist ever elected into the National Academy of Sciences some years back, was one of the first scientists to actually question the cause of this immune deficiency, saying that it was more likely due to oxidative stress from drug use, whether it be illicit drugs or even pharmaceutical immunosuppressive drugs, or the lack of proper nutrition, the lack of sanitation, hygiene, all of these basic things that have been around. Anybody that understood even what Louis Pasteur said before he died, acknowledging the role of the terrain or the environment on health, acknowledging his contemporary Antoine Béchamp, the guy we should have been studying in medical school. So is the AIDS industry honest? There's another insider, a mainstream researcher in the AIDS community, Nancy Padan. She did a big study in 1997 where she studied 175 heterosexual couples, one partner HIV positive, one HIV negative, and monitored them for up to 6 years to see how long it would take to transmit the so-called HIV infection from one partner to the other. And they were counseled, of course, to do what they called utilizing safe sex practices, whatever. But, of course, many of them did not. They were couples. They were married in some cases. And do you know the results of this study were so stunning they had to suppress it?
Why?
The percentage of seroconversions, that is, HIV negative to HIV positive of these heterosexual couples, actually turned out to be zero. No transmissions. And they basically tried to disavow acknowledgement of this study. And there's more on this. In fact, the original study published in the original notes in a phenomenal book called Fear of the Invisible by Janine Roberts. Very embarrassing to the AIDS establishment. And so what we have here now with the House of Numbers, and it's going to be released wide in January, the whole establishment of the whole AIDS establishment is nervous. They're quaking in their boots that they will be found out just as the global warming alarmists have been found out. And we go back again, once again, to Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner, discoverer of HIV, to hear even more.
We should push for more, a combination of measures, antioxidant, bad nutrition, advice and nutrition, fighting other infections, malaria, tuberculosis, parasitosis, most children have worms. Education, of course, very simple measure, which not very expensive, but which could do a lot.
Exactly.
We now have the reality that billions and billions of dollars have been stolen from U.S. taxpayers to fund drug and vaccine investigations for which the identifier, the guy who discovered this HIV, says, hey, we need to be looking at nutrition, water quality, antioxidants, all the basic things that anybody with a lick of sense in understanding nutrition, that without adequate nutrition, all disease becomes possible. But instead, we've gone on a witch hunt, a wild goose chase, trying to identify a way to kill a retrovirus that, in the words of Luc Montagnier, may not even be that difficult to undo just through natural means. This is stunning, breaking news right here on the Savage Nation. Those of you that want to see the full unedited interview, because this is one of the other complaints now being made by those so-called mainstream AIDS scientists. They're saying, well, you probably took them out of context. Well, no, the full unedited interview is now available. And Professor Montagnier actually acknowledges Anthony Fauci, the head of NIAID, the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and in saying he realizes that what he's saying, you probably never heard from Fauci. All of the funding, just like we've talked about in global warming, we need to be putting some serious questions on it. We don't have enough money with a 20% unemployment rate to be spending on phantom retroviruses when we know that nutrition can counter this and many other of these illnesses plaguing Africa, much less those that don't know how to take care of themselves here on our soil that are relying on drugs instead of nutrition for their good health. So once again, if you want to learn more about this, I've got the YouTube linked up. First time ever available worldwide right here on the Savage Nation. You go to robertscottbell.blogspot.com or just Google my name. You'll find it. This is stunning information. But again, maybe now we can spend money more appropriately on diseases that really deserve it. And of course, with immune deficiency, the simplest thing we can all be doing is living healthier lifestyles. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for the report, Robert.
Savage.